you want to sell, it has to be a summer home.
When we.
I'm just picking questions here, okay? Any other thoughts about it? Before we do that, do you just want to raise some other issues unrelated to the board at the time?
Just two things. Just to get a clarity on the Ghana position in the state of parliament to the people, there was a bit of confusion in our caucus as to whether transport was included in the portfolios that have been nominated. Maybe it was because we sat so long and we only get to that meeting on that last Wednesday, but can we just get clarity on that, because we need to plan for it. And I think it's important that we do go, because we've got that new toll road going right through the middle of that area, and it has implications which we would all like to know about and see and maybe even talk about. That's the one thing, Chair. The other thing, which has really been a concern for me for some time, is the fact that, you know, when we had our public hearings from various departments and agencies of government, of the Department of Transport, there were certain requests we made upon them in terms of additional information. And although they might have been recorded accordingly, we have no responses to a lot of them. And I'd just like to give you some examples. In the ACTA presentation, we talked, which was not part of the report, about the King Shaka International Airport. And they assured us that they were going to give us a business plan and what their proposals were for that development. We've never seen sight of it. The other one was when we did the amendment to the Road Accident Fund, we requested that we were kept in the loop in regard to the regulations relating to serious injuries and all those aspects of the fund. We've never seen or had briefing on that. The other one which was raised with Sunrail was the aspect of their program of roads, so we can go back to our constituencies and talk about what developments are intending to take place over the next 5 years, what maintenance programs they've planned for, etc., etc. We haven't seen sight of that. There was also a request from me, particularly for the Smith Centre thing. I know that has been handled as a very thick document, but maybe if we could just, you know, handle it and maybe let me have a look at it in this picture and then I'll give it back to you just to satisfy some queries that I have outstanding on that. The other one, to list it again, I'm sorry to give you these lists, is the AG report from the E-Natives, which the Minister assured us once he had had time to study them that he would let this committee have it. On the CAA story, there was the question of the helicopters operating out of the Constitutional Court ruling to get some information as to why they continue. The other one...
The Huey
helicopters, yeah. The other one was the Harp train. And there were two issues. The one which I did indicate that I'd had some sort of response, but not what we were requesting from our oversight visitors to hear, and that was whether the realignment, you know, had been considered, taken into consideration the geological issues there on the ground and the opportunity to move it closer to Metrorail. And I think it was maybe from Metrorail we needed some sort of input, and also from the department in the way. I think Stephen today was the person that said that he would respond to that letter that we actually wrote from this committee. And then talking Cartrain again, at the oversight visit we did with Jack van der Merwe, we requested the details of the structuring and the shareholders of Bombella, and we still haven't got that. On the NLTTA, when we did that amendment, there was a request that you wrote on the 16th of September, Chair, on the 6th of September to the DG, requesting two outstanding issues to be looked at, and that was the operating licensing dilemma and the tourist bus flexibility in terms of seating capacity. The letter that came back said it's been dealt with by a committee. That committee has now made its findings, and that they indicated that they certainly needed to reconsider those two issues, and that the DG at the time said that they would have this report here in front of us by October, but we still haven't. That was last year. And then the final thing, Chair, is this matter of our oversight visit to the host cities, which I think was very constructive. We prepared a report from this committee about that, and I'm just wondering whether that has been in fact tabled and whether in fact there isn't anything in there that we need to keep an eye on, and maybe as a regular process go in to a consultation with the various areas, particularly those that are behind, you know, where we identify constraints. And I'm going to leave it there. There might be others, but these are issues that I think, you know, that we just need to get an official letter from this committee saying they're outstanding, we've attempted this, and we still haven't seen prices. Chair, I don't know whether I've covered them all. There might be other ones as well, but I mean, it's just, you know, it might have something to do with administration backlogs or something, but I don't know.
Okay.
Thanks.
I think that's an appropriate one. Thank you very much. Just to try and quickly through them, I think maybe what our approach should be is that we, as soon as possible in the next quarter, if that's okay, and I think we don't have to wait for that, but as soon as possible, we should ask to see the DG. Instead of having a general briefing, you could look, and the DG would obviously be free and should feel free to bring other members of the department or any relevant agencies that market to raise this range of issues. Let me just go through them very briefly because I think they're all appropriate in this point. We do need follow-up on the key traffic and just in that case, we know that they have been delayed in a variety of directions with the EIA, which apparently has been finalized. There are other issues, I mean, there are network issues, concerns about it, and so there's a range of issues, and it's quite a complicated issue, and one must appreciate that it's a bit of a shifting terrain, and maybe ACTA wasn't ready to have finalization on things like EIA and so on, but we do need an update, and I think it should come from the department in the first instance, because the department wants to do it. We certainly want to know what's going on. We read just some pieces about the regulations in terms of the injury issue for the RAF, and I think it is appropriate that we understand where that is. Maybe Mark wouldn't be able to say, no, he stood up sitting at the window where that is. Standard answer, maybe that's not something the DG would necessarily have to come to, but let's, from this committee, write to the CEO of Standard, National Roads Agency, just reminding him that he's undertaken to provide us for our constituency period work with details of SAMRAL projects
for the next 5 years, because
yeah.
There are plenty of
and that would apply, I'll come back to the first issue work, which was the design thing, but that would include, obviously, that could help, it would give us a better sense of what's happening in the design On Spitz Pentile, what happened, as you recall, is that one of them, the responsible member of the department and the maritime affairs, brought me the Spitz Pentile contract and said it was confidential and it was a commercial contract. And for those reasons, assured me that there was nothing wrong with it. So he would allow me to have a look at it, but didn't want to say it. So I refused to look at it. I didn't want to look at it. I said these words on all your behalf that there was nothing wrong with it. But I think that what I would recommend on that one is that the right access information should pursue that, and I would encourage you to do that. And you'll get whatever response you can do. So let's make that your issue rather than the committee, because you know, the chair of the committee, I indicate that Chris is there. But if you have concerns, it's high price to have it. I mean, it's not wrong with having a concern, but all means to do. But if you could do that on the concession basis, let's not make that an issue that we will raise at the committee. We were certainly not to see the AG, there were interim reports or whatever they're called on the e-natives matter. It would be useful just to have an update on the whole QE affair, the CA might be able to. But what we'll do is we'll request a meeting with the DG as soon as possible, as I say, in that fourth quarter, and provide a list of things, specific things, rather than some general overview description. And that would be one of the same with Centurion, the Café matters, the two matters, which is the leading bravery around the realignment. That's Centurion. And then also, I think we will be interested to know what is the shareholder character of Bombay. I think Centurion needs to be, and it's really quite to be some secret issue. And a lot of other funding things change.
I mark that said that in that presentation that you showed to them, they promised to give us the more
details. That's very good.
Wasn't that kind of
very good? And if you switch and go underneath it, you know, I'm aware of the press reports and so on. It would be good to get an update on the NLTPA issue, the tourism market in particular, the operation license report, but also generally I'm aware now that there was an important workshop, I think it was on Friday, in the department, beginning to look at the National Land Transport Act, removing transition from mission. That may well become a very major issue for us in the next year and a half that we've got left, really. And if we could secure a really transformative national land transport legislation, then we would have done something. Hopefully, next year, that would be a very important
thing. Can I add something to that?
So we could add that.
Specific issues that want to ask the question. And I think also we amended that thing to include the transport authority and the agriculture.
Exactly.
We've cleared the way, in a sense, but now that the way has been cleared, it's a conflict in a certain degree that's been constructed there, and you know where it's happening.
That is
quite critical for the real cut.
Yes, exactly. the draft that they're beginning to toy with, certainly with the funding and resourcing begins to move in that direction. I think that National Land Transport Act is starting to be in a preliminary making situation. And I think then what we would like to do is get a sense of where they're going, but above all, encourage rapid movement. As the minister, which we've also got a year and a half left, and then, yes, I'm not sure also, because we went through quite a complicated process of putting together what we think was a good report on the host city. Has it been taken from you? I'm not aware of it. Have you seen the pipeline? What's the problem? And I would say hand over to the
secretary for that issue. The issue about the NCC is the conversion on Barak. Because I'm not seeing that I'm always seeing the position on the language.
The reason for that, I think it was that when the committee was dealing with the oil commission, the ballot was not there in the front. It was originally shared on the ACC this time. But then the committee was ahead of what was happening. But we were looking at changing the date, because the process, if you have gone the normal processes, it doesn't change the
And will there be some presentation in the House?
I'm not sure about
that. We might want to say something about that thing, about the technology, just use the equation to talk about the technology. Okay. And then definitely, and the last point you were making in terms of focus, we as a committee definitely need to keep our finger on that high. And what I would need to do, which we've begun to do briefly just in terms of budgeting, but as a fund fashion, but begin to table before the end of this quarter with members, with the committee, some proposals around the last year and a half that we've got. It's always hard to do with great precision, but certainly obviously keeping a finger on the tab of host cities. not least beginning with Swan, which we didn't manage to do, and they are now announcing a very nice fast rapid transit project. Okay, I think we might be quite nicely advanced on that. And then there's some of the cities that we were not happy with. And I think that some of them playing with the DG as well, because I know that she kind of followed us actually within the matter of 2 weeks, so I know just on that informal direction again, and came to similar understandings. And I think there's been some nice progress since we were in most of those decisions. So definitely to do so. Okay, so can we handle so basically with the exception of the Smith Penn kind of thing, I'm saying let's try to explain all of those issues and ask to see the DG as soon as possible, and let's say in the next, not COVID, and we'll go through this and update. But I mean, there's no harm if the members of the department, particularly the ministers that is in person. If documentation is available, on the regulations around RAP or something like that,
if your proposal is for doing the DG, which I think is a good one, because she can just, generally get together and develop all that, could she maybe then also, as part of this, just keep us up to date with the capacity situation, particularly the 55 million in terms of whether that has generated any, responses for the expertise that was required at the various levels of the municipality. I think that is the most crucial thing for the success or failure of this particular program. And the time is a need to get those people in place. I think it's started, we thought, we've got one man bands in literally every city, and it's not going to be possible yet, and I think that is important, that she gives us some sort of indication and direction as to where that's going, in terms of getting people employed in those particular roles, including her own department.
Now, I'm aware that there's some progress on that front, but again, let's have it formally and let's have it centered. And maybe while we're making a list of things that would be also useful to know what progress or otherwise is being made on the taxi use. What strikes me is I'm talking a little bit, is maybe we could combine this, depending on when, with the annual report. Because next quarter will be an annual report quarter, to some extent. And the finalization of that tailoring of those reports is, I think, the end of September. Yeah. So as we get into it, so maybe, and usually
just one
year, the DG would table it, and maybe we could bring in the DG to table the annual report, but it's flagged as an issue in this period. And then certainly also, probably what we'll see when I table a provisional program for the fourth quarter, I'm going to propose that we don't try to cover all of the entities and all of their annual reports, but we go for some of them, and certainly two of the ones that are implicated there, namely RAC and TEA, which is the environment that we do need to look at. RQT is another obvious one. The ones that are backing the program for one reason or another. Okay, then the first issue that we're raising is the issue of the Bazana oversight and people's policy. Now, possibly because I've been in and out of policy, I've missed one of the critical meetings of chairs, and there's another one tomorrow at 12:30 of chairs. I think particular chairs of committees that have been selected. So the answer to your first question, yes indeed, the Transport Portfolio Committee is one of the, I think the notion is that we work together with our counterparts in the NCOP, we kind of fuse as a single national parliamentary entity. When I last spoke to the committee, I think I mentioned, that the people's parliament itself will be taking place on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. What I hadn't understood at that time was the proposal is that if committees so desire, the recommendation is that we do some oversight work in the proceedings, okay, and then prepare some kind of report which would then be tabled into the people's assembly. And what we thought we should do, and what I'm proposing, is therefore we should maybe meet on the afternoon of the Wednesday, so we will have the briefing from the department on the 12th, on those policy issues, some of which might be well relevant. I have a lot of issues like non-motorized transport, which is a lot of disaster, and policy planning, and environmental issues, and so on. But I looked at subject to spreading, might be from colleagues who are from the United States, like you, certainly the N2 issue, the new community, all of that, and so on, so we would certainly, which would mean liaising with SAMRA, and the province, to get a briefing on that, and whatever other issues. Now, Cairo is not quite designed. So I wasn't sure about that. I mean, it's part of the district municipality, but it's not part of the but I thought definitely, because I noticed I think that the district municipality integrated transport plan, which is quite short, and they're talking about transforming the bus rank at Dubai. They talk about problems with students walking long distances and don't seem to have much. They have a little bit of a Shovel Kalula plan, but it's very late in their 5-year, whatever it is, 19th century. Spending lots of money on taxi regulation and very little money on actually doing other things. So I think it would be useful for them to present their ITT to us. And then, of course, maybe to interact with the bus operators as designers. And maybe also learn from schools or whatever to get a sense of the challenge in terms of safety for students. So those are some ideas which we would need to work with closely with the district manager and with the NEC, I think, and our colleagues. So the idea would be to go down for 2.5 days and fly back on the Friday, the 14th. And then we seem to have to, I'm going to battle personally with that, but we seem to have to get back into position and design on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. And there's a whole program. So I don't have a company. Susan was mentioning some of the pieces of it. There's some kind of co-op under celebration. You break up into four sectors, you know, like transport or whatever, and then you table something, in a board and so on. So that's what generally is. Hopefully we can make ourselves available for as much as possible. So Wednesday afternoon, really, just to fly to Durban and to get from Durban to Zama. And I'm not sure if we've done the accommodation.
What is something
that's going to be far away? Okay, well, you suggest
the last one.
Okay, that's in
Gotham.
But that's for the next week. That's for the earlier week now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Can I with your permission, can I also then get a fuller sense of what's in front of us? Personally, I've been designing for 3 days the next week. I'm not sure if the endless symbolic entity are going to be, you know what I mean? A bit like with the trip down thing, because you didn't go to that evening. We were just saying, long day and a half. So let's work right into this. If we can begin to prepare ourselves. I think it'll be very nice and very fast.
It's very useful.
It's very useful, yeah. So I'm happy about that. But, yeah, okay. So I might, anyway, we're full pattern and ongoing with dynamic breakers. Wednesday afternoon, which is 12, 13, 14, and then back, current whatever. And then the next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. I just keep over on the Sunday. And there we book in for the last person. Okay. Good. Sorry for today. Lawmaking process. And thank you for any more okay, can we then move to what we're really meeting about? Which is the general enemies. And what we've got, which is the problem that you speak about, is the revised issue, and I know this. My copy of these, I hope you will roll it, that highlighted what has been changed following last week's request for our time. And so maybe I'll go to Adam Morris to take us through what's been done so far. Adam.
Okay, that's the team. Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members. I'll indicate issues which were raised by the members last week and indicate to the members as to how they can authorize the report. We start with the code of order and the revised. The members should ensure that the report is dealing with the revised with the Twitter tag on the outside and receiving some highlights on issues on how we are handling these issues. It was suggested that we should include labor and consumer matters on the expertise required for the program board members. That you can see in page 5 of the revised version of the expertise. We have included labor and consumer matters on page 5. And the highlights on this number in the page, because it was paid, but you have to change that to be 0 mentioned or 1 mentioned.
We have tried to present the issue of financial management and whatever economic analysis in relation to the Roman figure 2 on top of corporate governance. And then I think there was an understanding that this financial management will be part of the corporate governance expertise and that is required for media restriction. I think we debated that we went on and on with other entities, which is really like the best as a general understanding from the one we have. And can I just keep those on? The just on top, on the figure B, before the members of the board contemplated the members, and then we, just before the word labor and consumer sector, you had the word off.
Either that or the fact, and I think if I can correct.
spending. The next one was that first one, the first on the page. You're worried about the four, basically, under the year. Okay. There's an interest in the cost of the road transport in this thing. And then you should be going out the over and something like that.
Sure, I think we should put a conjunction and say as labor for demand. And the home for
it. So we're going to change that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. My understanding, which was the issue raised on the issue today, was about the duplication, in fact, of the words used in 3 small b, and then in Roman numeral 3, it's the same word. And we thought that we were going to pull that word out and put it in as one of the requirements for the nomination. So, I think that if we've got labor and consumer matters as an inclusion under that red Roman numeral 3, we shouldn't even have it in the B. Am I correct in saying that? It just seems to me that we're duplicating the same requirements or needs across that. I think what you're saying in the broad sense of small B3 is you want somebody in the cross-border transport industry, but in terms of those people, we must have these competencies, and then we listen to them. And I thought that was how we were going to approach each one. So we've got a duplication there, which I think is unnecessary. Where we've now changed the end. You should just, in the transport industry, I would have thought full stop. And then we've covered the labour and consumer sector as a requirement below in small numeral 3. Have you got any? Oh, my, talking in circles.
You might be able to, because you see, I think by putting and in the first B,
that's all the
B, then you're not making all the difference. I mean, if you said, with an interest in the cross-border road transport industry, I've had a word like including the labor and consumer sector, then it makes the point that by industry you mean all of them,
yes,
and not just the business as it were, the operating end of it.
Then I'll
operate it, and then that might enable you then to
do the specific.
Then down below, you can maybe then leave out, just if you just refer to road transport industry, you've already made the point that by industry you mean
later.
The consumers involved in it, the labor involved in it as well, the business team.
But there's no harm in replication.
No harm in replication. So you could have said and we make it include.
Because it doesn't work out.
Right. But the point then, I think we agree on that, then the point that Mr. Mishu was making is about a different one on the scheme, which is he was saying, have experience in business, have experience in corporate governance, have experience in financial management, are really the same point being repeated in 3 different forms. I think that's a good point. And therefore, shouldn't we just refer to the experience of corporate governance?
Yeah, that's the one thing that's of the
risk. I don't have a problem with saying corporate governance, including financial management.
Because they're two different things. Oh, well, it's embracing, but at the end of the day, it could be just day to day. You know, management of the industry versus having a look at the books, you know, in respect of how much money's in there, whether they're meeting their budgets, etc. So I think the two competencies could be split, although we could see it as one. But is there any harm in sort of listing our meeting recently and the same thing arose in terms of this? And there was resistance to list all these things, you know, rather than embrace them into one word. You know, keep it simple for the sake of the future children of Horsfall. You know, listen, it doesn't matter, does it?
Can we make Roman one there, have experience in business? It's not generic experience in business. We
working on people that have experience of business in the road transport, cross-border road transport. So can we knock that out more on one provision for the moment? So if we say the board must include members who, and then jump to two, have legal knowledge, have corporate governance, including financial management experience, or, and then it would be a two, are knowledgeable about cross-border road transport industry, and then it would be including again labor and consumer matters, and then the finish
there.
How good. Is everyone happy with that? Yeah. Do you need to repeat it? Yeah?
No, I don't. Adding a safety guard and also concerns in the employment agency of the recruitment, there are three different questions that are in the course.
Yeah.
One is the qualification, two is the experience in that particular, the other one is work related. So I'm saying, as long as we have this activity, the last time I got ready,
and I think we have gotten, so we're talking about knowledge, which is kind of professional, like legal knowledge, we're talking about experience, including labor knowledge.
Okay.
If you allow me to go back to the page, well, section one.
Which page are you on?
On the page above.
B?
Small B, big B. If the minister specifies an office. Now, we have quite a lot of debate about that in terms of these people being ex officio. And whether in fact you don't spell that out, because alternatively what happens is that when you start looking at the numbers and you assume that the CAO is a part of the board, then you know the numbers exclude possibly opportunity for someone else to serve it. And I was just wondering if you have two options. BB,
yeah.
It talks about this guy from the department who's going to be nominated in that office. That role, as I understood it, is totally ex officio. There's no voting rights, there's nothing. But then, over and above that, we would have eight members in this particular case. And I think that in order to make sure that no one understands that that person is a member of the eight, to put it mildly, you need to spell out and say that he's ex officio. And I don't know whether the wording in there in fact says that, without voting rights or something, just so that it's clear that that person is outside of the actual membership of the board and their role is truly there in an ex officio capacity.
Okay, let's go through that.
And I think it applies right through, and I just had a note here that that should be generic across all the boards, you know, that you could do it, and I don't know whether it means that, you know, somebody might say that that's what it says, you know, because it specifies an office in the department, but it needs to be either said who will be then ex officio without voting.
We noticed that the federal advisors have given us a little memo on the meaning of ex officio, but let's just put another, let's hold on to that, and let's look at what we've got. So if you look at GA, it says by virtue of holding that office, that's English for ex officio.
Yeah.
Okay. As opposed to Latin for ex officio. The person for the time being holding that office,
is that also ex
officio? That's another English version of ex officio, if I'm not mistaken. And then when you get to BC, not more than eight other members. The other there is telling us these are additional to those who are English versions of ex officio. So I think your concerns are right.
I'm happy in that case, as long as you know everyone else out there understands it. And the question of voting rights is that...
Let's hear about that definition. If you look at what the federal guys are saying, they have exactly the same right for individuals or other members unless it's expressly provided to the country in any act.
Where do you see that?
In their memo on the meaning of ex officio. So have other members got it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at the very last paragraph there. So the implication of this is that if we're not deliberately excluding them from voting, they may well have that right as well. It's just that they're not there as individuals, they're there as so, and I don't have a problem with the vote, but I mean, maybe there's a problem.
I think just the position for us is not to get in a vote. Not to get in a vote, but consistently right to the in other words, the text of issue, the representative from the department, we only don't give them a vote on the board. Okay. And if you want to add something,
okay. So the intention is not to give them a vote. If you leave this memo that we've got, that's all right. Then they're saying that unless we specify that, they may actually have a vote. And they obviously say that that's the correct understanding of what they are saying. So that means, to point partly right, that if your intention, and I don't think we have a problem doing it one way or another. That, I don't have a problem with that, but if that's what you want, I don't have a problem with that either.
She should not go.
Okay, they should not go. So then, if someone is responding with you, that they shouldn't. So that means then that we should probably specify to someone. Can we have some assistance from? We don't, do we have definitions in there?
We
don't have any definitions.
And then in the definition, it's the same as the community, it's no luck, no doubt. And then it covers all the immense
structures. That's what I'm looking for next also. I'm really the person that in terms of study, our neighbor understands that whenever in the drafting you have to include a definition, it's only when it is within another context. In which it is the norm that whoever is in this country understands a position to be done. I have a to say because definition, when we have to include or define, it's only for a specific reason that it is not in the normal dictionary understanding.
Okay. You were saying it's a possibility, but what's the possibility?
To make it part of the definition. Because in the end, he must define what he understands under the issue. And that's the understanding. That's why it's important to make it clear in the
I don't think
it's
the real word.
Can I get in? Yes, please. Okay. This is the same. The members, the FOPC or members, they have the same right as voting, but unless it's expressed before violence, that they can vote or forward. But in this instance, the act, the deal is silent in that they don't have voting rights. But in the future, as it stands, obviously, they have the same rights, they have voting rights. But that we can, instead of providing for legislation, I would propose maybe we have a formulation the members who are in DA, which is the CEO, and in DD, which is this representative from the department, they don't have to
That's
a provision to clarify that they don't have to do.
Okay, so then what we'll have is a small C.
Just before we go for what we are trying to say in terms of the definition is to avoid pushing out that provision in all the specific sections of
understand.
But if we now want to put as she said, we that is what we now to put all these paragraphs in all the
relevant do that. If we don't have
this. Is that the case one?
I think that you're right, and it's a little. That's why we're thinking about definitions, but we don't have definitions otherwise in the Act. And it might be harder in practice to do. It's easier just to say that was a nice wording, I thought, that the members contemplated or whatever referred to in DA and DD will not have the knowledge of occupational. Can you just write that down for us?
and you know, that formula, and then we'll repeat it. I think that's not going to be happy.
Okay.
So it is repeating it, but we're repeating these other two formulas as well, pretty much every time.
Okay.
Good. Okay, so we can move off to the CDRQA.
We have omitted to empower the youth of the board members for better serving the student leader. It was an omission in Yes, there is in the
if it's not different, it doesn't matter. And if it is different, if they have a different appointment there, it doesn't matter.
There is no development in the appointment. These are all our brothers are ministers. They are not limited to directly into the position.
My argument is based on one thing, is that the board may be functioning properly, but then if there is a need to actually change a chairperson or deputy chairperson because of one or two things which does not actually render the whole board functional, but that particular position, then it may sound that there is an element of protectionism to that particular position when all the board members are extended for other players, that whoever is a GP will expect to continue as a GP. Whoever is a chairperson may have that expectation.
But the rules aren't saying
so.
It's just saying that they're entitled to have whether they're here or not, depends on their performance. And the same with anybody else.
So all of them are entitled for all the political
positions. All of them are entitled to be reappointed, but don't have to be. There's no guarantee that the chairperson or board member, but they are entitled to have an eligibility.
The principle of this section has the gist of it is that as soon as the first 3 years have passed, the nation was called to other members to follow the nation. And it means that the very same members who will become members of that office are eligible to apply or to be nominated as the agent member of the board. And it does not necessarily mean that your whole board should be nominated. The minister might nominate two of them, reappoint two of them, and leave them with other new ones in order not to promote continuity and still some effect in the
family. Have another chair completely, even if the sole chair is moving. All of those things are possible, I mean.
No, sir, I think we are missing two things. We have got a provision for extending the membership of the board if the minister is happy about the board. I think this is what I was understanding. This provision, that's the one that I was understanding. And then the other one, I think we had another one that we understood that is in relation to appointment of new board, a board member, which may be an extension until that is concluded. That's why these are the two provisions we have to have in two different scenarios.
So what is not an extension?
Yes, this one we're talking about. We're talking about the current present board member.
Yeah.
If the minister is happy about them, then he can extend their plan.
not an extension. It's a reappointment. They are eligible, they are considered for reappointment, but only for one further 3 years. Then they become non-eligible. But it's not an extension. The extension applies when for some reason or another there's a delay in the process, so that you don't want to get with the backup.
Alright.
Okay. So that's a separate matter. So we're agreeing it's a little bit redundant probably, but just for safety's sake, let's include the reference to CFS in general. So we it would be important to do that, and it's important to do that, and we're not, I mean, it's important that we look at the pool very carefully, but can we agree to have it at
that time? I want to agree, Chair, because, you know, if you didn't have the, as you said, it might be redundant, but you see that it refers to it in the original act quite considerably, the deputy chair has got a standing for the chair. Otherwise, we'd have to go to amend section A.
Okay.
So I'm happy to keep it there, otherwise we've got to go and do a lot of more amendments. So, I mean, basically it's there.
Okay, so we agreed to that one on the top of six. Now we've got a second one, notice of appointment added.
There was a particular amount that you should publish the length of the management of the affairs and report to the committee about those appointments. We have amended what provided for in section 10, and we've amended that section 10 in the same context to say that within 30 days from the date of appointment of members, urgent members of the board, within 30 days called in order to publish the government as well. And then the issue of coming back to parliament with the committee reporting about the third board member, we strongly feel that it might be implemented will be the an administrative arrangement which is made between the one department and public agency oversight, because they are the ones who normally actively see the appointment of the appointment of the appointment of the appointment of the maybe after as soon as the last tablet has been published, then they prepare a letter for the signature of the minister and attach the tablet indicating that they are the appointment of the informing parliament that they have appointed. We don't think that it should be legislated upon. We'll take an example like when CEOs are appointed and members of the board are appointed. It is not legislated in the legislation that the member should go in the board parliament. But if there is an administrative arrangement, before we issue appointment, the minister normally goes to cabinet, current committee, and inform them that these are the people that are going to appoint the board member. As soon as they have informed them,
I don't think you're going to win that argument tonight.
We've given you a list of things that you haven't done.
Which you have, yeah. So I think that, and I can't see that there's any harm in saying that. The minister shall within 30 days from the date of appointment of a member or seventh member of the board inform parliament and presumably called and not called it and it is to be published in the
government.
Why do you say a government event and not the government event? Is there a reason for that rather than the government?
Okay.
So what we want is the date of appointment of a member or seventh member of the board inform parliament and that information is just an text which is allegedly talking out the way. So it's exactly the same. We're not going to make anything different. It's just saying that these are your concerns is actually our concerns. And the whole purpose of this act is to say these damn agencies we've created have got too far away and are rather too independently. And we agree with your concern, and that's why we're trying to strengthen the department oversight over them. But for exactly the same reason, these are not private agencies, I'm sorry. As possible, so we need. And we've literally been in a situation where we, for 6 months, we don't know that the board of the Road Accident Fund is going to change. And so we get complaints and we phone can't get hold of the board members and can't understand what's going on. And, so I think that's really important.
You've got the time question, but we've got the time question.
And it's really not it's not very costly. It's just a little less if it comes to shooting two speakers off. I think it should be a bit of a question. It comes to our basis.
And of course, the other important thing is to, within members of Parliament, being at the table, they might raise a concern about a conflict of interest which might not have been picked up in the process, you know. So it actually helps in every way, the department, you know, as well as us.
Chairperson, I think the point station will incorporate
that. Okay. So what we agree on is the minister shall, within 30 days from the date of appointment of a member or sense of member of the board, inform Parliament and cause the notice to be published in the government today. Okay, thank you.
Then, on page 7 of the revised bill, there was a suggestion that the appointment of the CEO section should be replaced by supervisor of the entity. We have a suggestion by the state advisor in the previous motion, and we have again debated that with the state advisor. The concern by the machine was this much, but we have come to the conclusion that the section should be the minister must appoint the chief executive officer after consideration of the recommendation of the board. The reason why we have seen it necessary to keep mark is because at the end of the day the minister must appoint the CEO. But after consideration, it has been qualified by after consideration of the recommendation of the board.
Okay. So I'm happy. You're happy with that? Sure. Sure. But in particular, that was the issue that you were raising. So you consider the recommendation, which means that he can not lie. Well, he must consider it,
yeah.
But having considered it, he must appoint.
Otherwise, he's going to be a agent.
So I think that covers all the important. What we're trying to say is we want the board to be an active participant in this process, and presumably we're hoping that in a normal course of affairs, the minister, after considering it, will agree with the board. But he has the view or not, he or she has the view or not.
Okay.
Okay, seems
that we're
happy.
Well, previously the board must support him, so now the minister must. So, I mean, I don't have a problem. So, in the old time, it seems that the board must appoint the CEO. Now, we remove that in the current time, and replace it with the CEO, I mean, the minister's view, you must.
I think that's
right.
Okay,
so that's
what
we're trying to
do. Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Go to page 11 on the last view. On the bottom of 11, there is quite a four capital days.
Okay, and then
it's the same thing that we need to do as in the code for the
minister shall within 30 days from the date of appointment of a member of the board inform Parliament and cause an emergency public in the government.
Yeah. Go to page 14. Page 14.
The 13 is covered. What we've marked on 13 is what is it's the same form again.
Yes.
That's fine. That's fine. So understand. And then 14, yeah. Down at the bottom.
14 down at the bottom, then the numbers has raised a concern and advised that we should display the director general with the minister. The appointment of the senior department official in the previous restaurant was saying by the director general and advisor that we should say by the minister, senior standard. That's why we are
okay. And you are happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the consistency of the senior. And therefore we okay. I think we're all happy with
them. On page 15, that is the quoting of the notice to be published, and that is the way we have agreed that the three, four columns are also
identified. And the cause and the
on page 17, it's called 16, right? And it's also what we have released and we're going to have now. That is, in our initial class, we were changing the numbering here, it was confusion about the numbering, which is a little bit. And in our 18th year, we have included four other persons of the interpretation, 2A. They were included in our first class. Now we picked up that, that we should include them. The board consists of not more than 7 members, of which 1 must be the landing with the chairperson, and then the member of the department and the CEO, and 4 other persons appointed in terms of Section 2A. These 4 were not available in the initial class, but we were given to class 2. It was a permission that we were then given, because it's available in the department. Otherwise, it will be a board without these 4 other members. And now they are referred in 2A. And then we have...
Okay, just wait, that reminds us that under this 18A to D, we must remember about the non-voting issue. Let's just come back to that. What we should do is just go through all the entities and just make sure. So we started with CDRG and we've been talking about that. But just make sure that we thread the non-voting issue through all the issues. But we'll come back to that.
Chair, I've just got a note here also that... just for purpose of continuity of use of words. In that section 18 under C, it's got there the wording the chief executive officer by virtue of that office, but we actually use the word of holding that office previously after you look at the sentence above. And I thought you were just going to include that word to show that they both have the same understanding. If you look at, can I just explain clearly, C and D.
Can we just add holding?
We just add holding. No problem. Okay. Then we come to 18B. We have an expression of section 2, chapter 8. The members of the board contributing to section 2A and D. 2A is under the executive, another good chapter, and D is this for other members of the board. So the project is these are members of the board, they are members of the board by visual field of the team. But it means they don't have to apply for nomination of the board members. The timing from the department could change and in the time of the department and the CEO by visual field of the team. So the CEO of that institution. And then 2BD, we advise to limit the criteria of executive members of the board to date up to 2. So what we remain with is civil aviation, corporate governance, environmental management, organized professionals in labor, economic analysis and aviation infrastructure, and the commission to vote that we have to advise to meet.
Okay, welcome to you, and you're relatively happy with that. Any concerns from members about that? Just streamlining it a bit, I think we're happy with that. I think that's exactly what we're looking for. Thanks for that.
And then we've got
any solidarity changes
tomorrow? Yeah.
If we go back to the principal page, we've got that on the top of page 19 of the new presentation, it says C by the deletion of subsection 3. Okay. After you've gone through the competencies, which we standardized, and then we're obviously taking out what was previously in the principal act by deletion. But I don't know whether that actually relates to the same section I see.
Yes, this is what we're talking about then.
Because if you can go to the original act on page 8, we're going to talk about the subsection of 2A, where they start listing the the sort of various special knowledge or requirements and experiences of the authority.
What page on the principle act?
On page 8 of the principle act, I think. I truly ask in the right page that we're dealing with civil aviation, right? Dealing with CAA, civil aviation authority. And if you go to page 8 of the principle act under Part E, general management, it talks about the composition of the board. Now, we've been meeting because of the previous sort of
so we're on page 8 of the principle act.
Yes.
We're under 8, sub 2, sub 3.
You see what I'm saying there? You've got the wrong number. You believe something you don't want to do. But surely what we want to delete there, if you look at C, is that deleting the parts of the of A2A3. So I can be more specific to show you what I'm saying.
That we all need to be in the list, I don't know.
What you're doing in terms of bringing those levels, those competencies in there, we testify them and we delete them off the previous thing. And C, to me, doesn't actually delete the gap. Unless I'm going to just ask it.
The reason for that, Chair, is that if you look on page 18, we are saying that is the schedule that the conduct of the aviation authority in A is hereby amended by the substitution for subsection 2 in the following section. Then the whole subsection 2 has been done away with and replaced by this one. Therefore, you cannot necessarily make reference to what we need to do because it's done away with.
But then you're deleting 3.
Yes, because referring to Roman figure
A. Now you're deleting C, the good C.
In our D, the highlighted 2A and 2D, in the first part, I was referring to this, those moments we have done with time and how we use it. Therefore, we have made a proper current cross-reference by referring to 2A and 2D. 2A, that is that chapter, and 2D, those are four other numbers that are referred to in section 2.
We could not be wrong, so let's just have very close to the next one.
Yeah, okay. Page 19?
Yes, I can see it. This record on page 18 is where the 2A and 2D occur. 2A and 2D occur.
Yes. Referring to section 8, 2A, and all the ones we have, which we have done already. And I replace them with a note 2.
I'm just trying to ask you the reference of the division of 8-3 in the amendment. I'm not sure where it is. It says about the division.
Under our new seat at the top, near the top.
I think that's F and C under that.
Oh, okay. So we're not going to ask?
And then under E on page 19, then we just do those consequentials or whatever.
Yeah.
Taking the picture of the general public and the general society.
So I'm happy because in here, what we're going to do is that you need to make a letter, which will refer to us into, to start to look into the amendment of the assembly, because as you can understand, I can see what is wishing now. There are a lot of good things which are happening there. Therefore, we have to call that the legislation which is amended to incorporate the new things which are done by our team now. Yeah.
So,
when
you say we
must watch the report, what is it for? I think it's here, it's a conservative that we can take that initiative, that's not a problem. Because for new person to do proper oversight, if I mean that, we must do it through the legislation, therefore.
But if you look at the Principal Act and the object of RTMC, well, first of all, if you go first of all to what were the original competencies that were expected of the RTMC, that's where I've got. So it says proven expertise and competency in the field of commercial banking, commerce, and
other things.
Yeah, good. So then I remind myself of what Patricia's a little object of, well, it's a personal question, but she was chairman of the committee. That was to phase out public funding where appropriate, introduce commercial management principles, securing full cost recovery and better user principles. One of the things that I think really we've moved away from, collective, the notion of a developmental state, it's a different approach. So that does need to be looked at again. But I think that we're going to certainly have to be really busy. I think that we don't want to just ahead of the self-discovery process, I think that's going on quite reasonably well. We have in the RTMC itself and so alert you to how it's going to run.
What we suggest, as I say, was
something like to enhance cooperation of public and private entities, and encourage, where appropriate, private investment in the interest of enhanced service provision, and knock out DEF.
Yeah.
I mean, the other things are okay, but that whole DEF thing, which is like really the commercialization of the entity. So we're not opposed to, obviously, private sector investment or cooperation, and it will happen in terms of way bridges and things like that, that's fine. But this is really offloading up, it's heading in the direction of offloading up public responsibility.
I agree with you. And basically, the only thing that, you know, where one would consider looking at the recovery is through that rebate. Now, you think invested in them because there is a levy that's been applied at heavy rent. So when we do F, we must also look at Q maybe and just sort of adjust to break that arrangement, which is effectively happening whether we like it or not. So there is some recovery on the email, on that data page, but. And it is a reciprocity principle which is applied here. But as far as the others, I mean, I don't know where is it. I'm trying in my own mind to even justify, you know, the banking. I mean, this thing could have ended up in the hands of Prudential. You know, I mean, for all we know.
Prudential has a good chance. There was no money to be made.
Yeah, that one just
went in a little bit. So it's quite safe.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, also as I've raised the issue about gay, especially in relation to private sector, is the gender vulnerability sector, the impact of that in terms of financial and things are absolutely what is the effect that out of that, what impact we would have in the absolutely, and whether as it stands, it carries the meaning that it was intended.
Yeah.
I think you have to tell us a little bit
more. Yeah, to cover the safety question.
This is still correct, this is the RTMC that is fine, but I have a little reservation for correct, especially in accordance with my interpretation.
Okay.
Well,
let's go back to one side.
Here we've got a reference under 4DJA. Of
interpret it, I assume, and help me. We would have to say, if I'm not mistaken, and we need lots of technical help here, so I hope the state will invite you for our watching, and Adam and Marius and all of us, I hope. So after, if we're looking at our new amendment bill, if you look at Proposition 11, there's a EA, if Minister says about blah blah blah, then I think that we need to introduce
12C.
Introduce a, what would it be? A new C.
A new C. C.
No. Hmm? I think it's a new
B.
2 in the original Act, which then has that wording, which refers to EA, but also refers to small C in the
original Act. Yeah. You can put 12C. 12-1C.
Okay.
I think there is a number contemplated in
So first of all, what is it? What is it? It's a new 2, bracket 2. If you look at the principle act, it's 12, it's a new 12, bracket 2. But the board of the program is the following, the chairperson membership, EO, two to four other members. So you're not changing that. But we're adding a BA, small B, a big A. We're putting that in under the small and that's the person in the column. Then if office comes to the end of 12-1, then we can put that, we need to have a 12-2. So we need to use a new 2, which says that members concentrated basically under the existing 12-1, under the new 12-1-4B big A, and also the existing 12-1-C, and that by the one statement. Is that all right?
I'm just not sure, because we're taking off the revised that this is a thing that we have to do. But then, in terms of the processes, the same law that are supposed to make amendments as proposed by the chairperson, amendments to this bill.
Yes, correct.
Isn't it?
Well, both. We are amending the principal act.
Yes, I understand.
By way of also having now also to introduce.
Yes.
So we are meaning both sets of things.
Yes, but those will be
reflected under
proposed amendments.
Amendments
is proposed by
proposed
from
the
then
we're going to
make a list of all the amendments
that's
proposed by
you.
And then that list will be reflected now to be incorporated into a D version.
Yes, that's what we talked about.
Okay.
But how to get the wording in the D version? What would that mean now? Okay. So if you can just stay with me, because I think I've got it right, but I very likely don't have it right. So if you look at the principal act, and we're dealing with, so there's a 12-1, on top of page, whatever it is, 12, page 12 of the principal act, there's a 12-1, which then has a chairperson, a deputy chairperson, CEO, and before we've got a BD, okay, which introduces the person from within the department by virtue of holding an office. We have a CEO and two to four other members. Okay. So, it's BA, as we then having done that...
But now we're making a new amendment, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I'm getting you. We already have an amendment, to section 12 in the bill.
Yes.
That instead is a subsection BA.
Yes.
But now the second one will be a new bill in terms of the bill. The one which is the one that introduced the amendment, the one that inserts.
So we will amend the principal act by adding a new, is it right, 12 bracket 2.
By adding a new 1 chapter 8, because we're already having a subsection 2.
Before 4BA, so this part is the bracket key.
it looks like it's a four dot line, with a block line down there. You say the insertion for the top the unit of the present E is the wording 5 other members. Does it help us to find the right wording? What we want to say is 5 other members.
Yeah, that's right.
If you can just
use 4, and just take that out.
You're lost. Okay, if you look at the principal act,
page 12.
On page 12 of the principal act, it's roughly in the same place. Under 12.1d. You're right. We're jumping to the standard, but we're going back to Samson. Page 12. Okay. And then 12.1d. So the very thing that we're visiting, round about the same place we're visiting. D currently says 2 to 4 other members. And we're agreeing, right, with the department and the committee, that we want to say 5 other members. Now help us to find the wording in the amendment that enables us to say that to look at. And what I was suggesting is like 58, that after this session, if you look at page 11 of the amendment,
okay, it's to substitute to say the substitution of subsection of environment view for the brilliant subsection in the for.
I think that's it. By the substitution.
Okay, the substitution of the subsection 1D, subsection 1D,
of the following
question.
By the subsection. And then quote 5 other members.
Does that sound right? Add one amendment that substitutes the entire subsection 1.
No, because we want to keep some of it.
But then as we're going to have this amendment that amends subsection 1. We also have another amendment that also amends subsection 1.
I see what you're saying. So we just, what we want to keep, we keep, and what we don't want to keep, we change. We just have a single
amendment. And then rewrite. I don't want to complicate myself. It might be the right thing.
It'll make it much easier. Okay. Can we ask you, rather than fiddle and in our amateurish way, confuse you more and more, can we ask if one of you maybe just to
get a
nice team drop for the comprehensive composite of the web, and then you can follow up one? And while someone's doing that, can we go on? If one of you can be with us as we move along.
Okay.
Do you then? Okay.
It was here that we were discussing whether in fact we should retain this deputy chair, because this is one agency where the deputy chair doesn't have any roles and functions as opposed to the other one, which you would have actually gone along and pulled out and amend. And then, if that was the case, then the 5 would be the right figure, I think, because it gives you then chairperson, chief executive, by virtue of it. You also have included in there the ex officio member of the department, but by, for others. And I just wanted to find out, you know, knowing the size of SAMHSA, whether we must just extend a little bit too much from the 2 to 4. I don't know. It's a question at that stage.
Okay, let's call that. Okay.
Where we decided to present.
Chair, I want to propose something. I'm sure I'm going to be out of order. Since I've been seeing that you're dealing with grammar, with content, with issues, why can't we give this bill another week? Next week, after everything has been done, then this bill must come back here you must come and adopt that. And from next week, we are not longer dealing with all, in, and all those things. I'm suggesting that.
Okay, I hear
with
you.
Due respect.
No, I hear you. But actually, we're about 15 minutes away. I know this is frustrating. And it's one
no, it's not frustrating. My salary is going on.
But you see, we're not supposed to have waste and energy, and it's a department down again. We literally 15 minutes away. And the 6 is next week.
I'm excited to see those.
You are a very good but these things are important, okay? And it's
just
part of our job.
Yeah, but I see state law advisor is also trying to get where we are. It's like we are some few minutes away behind him or in front of him. But it's fine.
Such a difference.
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe we should accept the problem with such a difference between us.
Let's just try and knock it off.
If we can.
So the technical advisors are working on a draft there for the central issue. Okay. Then on SANRA. We're dealing with Tamron.
Yeah.
We're on page 40 of the amendment there.
Yeah.
And we're searching something, not supplement, but we're searching something. Hereby mean that by A, the substitution of the da-da-da-da-da, then
C and D,
Okay, that's not sure about how you get the numbers. Are you with us now?
Exposure of 1993.
We're now trying to make cross reference to those B and D there, in terms of those contemplative people.
Okay, so and on the Amendment Act, we're on page 42. And it's the same non-voting issue, okay? And it's B and D in this case, who are non-voting.
Mm.
So we just need the appropriate reference. Maybe we can look at your proposal that we formalize the thing, because the wording we care about
is, and we're
trying to fiddle with the numbers.
The rest of
it. As a committee, we are happy with the wording. We'll check that. We're happy with the wording. In this case, we know that we want to stay in the same route as Act 7 of 1998. We know that we want to say that the members contemplated in the present 2B, C, and D do not have voting rights. We know that. Quite how we number that petition will lead to. Okay. And we don't need to final on that yet.
I agree with you.
We're still fiddling, I think, so let's agree that we're adding at the bottom of page 14, at the top of page 15, how we number it, we're not yet. And that's what we thought it out for us before we came in Parliament. But the members contemplated in what I suppose is bracket small C, do not have voting. Okay. Everyone happy with this? Okay. Sorry, then we move along and we can run through the direction seminar. The tribunal, that's not an issue, that's a problem. And then Civil Aviation Authority. Thank you. Page 18. It could be a 2E or something like that. It's after the 2D text in the middle of the page. And there we're saying the members contemplated
Yes, I know.
In all the other entities.
No, on this specific.
Yeah, what's missing is what's present in all the other entities, namely where the ministers, whatever that word is, but where there's someone sitting in the department who specializes in maritime affairs or whatever, heads the maritime section of the department. You want that person to ex officio on the board of staff.
Okay.
Yes.
That's already in there.
Okay.
You actually got to read it. Go to the bottom of page 10 of the Principal Act.
Section.
And look at section 6, which establishes the composition of the shareholders' committee. 5. In other words, 6 in brackets 5. The last sentence: the chief executive must attend the meetings of the shareholders' committee and may take part in deliberation, but has no vote.
That's the shareholders' committee.
No, it talks about The chief executive officer. Read the sentence. The chief executive must attend the meeting and may take part in it. They refer to him, but he has no
power. No, but that's the
chair.
Well, he's the CEO.
Sure. So then that's not something. Is he not the same person?
Yes. But we're talking about the board, on the board, and the department present in the board.
Why is
this
the same?
Yeah, okay, Chair, we used to have somebody. I don't know whether it was by default. I'm sure it was Jerry, who was sitting in the interim board or that board that could not execute his work properly. So I think we must have somebody, either chief director, it must be specific, either chief director or DTG responsible for RTLC.
Yeah. Let's not make it that specific, but let's make it specifically that we want someone from the department. Just as we've done from this other agency, we're all the other agencies.
No, I just wanted to clarify, I think, what is already the confusion that was coming through as part of that. We have got two structures, the shareholders committee and the OSP, and also you've got the board. The shareholders committee has to establish the board, and where the CEO is also part. But in the board, it is not clear whether the CEO has got voting rights. It is only in the
shareholders committee.
So I think that now we are worried about the board. That the CEO must be clear that he doesn't have a voting right, but now what has come out of him is to add a departmental representative into that board.
Okay. So we need two systems. So I'm sorry if I can say my 15 minutes of talking. And maybe your next week is going to, but not that next week, it's the next week, we're sitting here until next week, if we go on like this. But there's one entity to go, that's all, and this was always going to be the slightly more complicated one, but I want you to see. So we need that wording. If the minister specifies an office in the department of public of the subsection of the person who's standing, holding that office. That's the event that could be a jury or whatever it might be, part of your president. So we need that wording.
And then now we remove the voting rights.
And we take away, we give that person the position on the board and then we take away the voting rights.
Yes.
Okay. How long will it be?
How long will it be? I think the vote is.
No, but Chair. Before you proceed, you know,
are you helping?
No, I want to try to help you, Chair. I think this is exactly like what is happening in Rev. If you look into section 13, where they are speaking about a CEO, section 13 of the principal act. Yeah. If you go down, it specifies clearly that this CEO, in a way, it represents the minister. Unless I'm confused in this house, because in A, they are talking about
page A of which of the principal and
page 18.
Of what?
Of the principal act.
4A.
It's like exactly what is happening in for the accident.
Page 18. Principal act. Yeah.
And under 4A. If you read 4A and B.
Okay.
Are we still in RTLC?
Okay.
I'm feeling out here too. Page 18.
Of the principal act, what do you mean?
Of the principal act.
Okay.
So it's exactly what I was proposing, but it seems like.
No, can we just take us to exactly the reference? So on page 18 of the RCMP principal act, what section?
4A. I was talking about 4A. If you look into the.
Down at the bottom of the page?
For A and B.
Down at the bottom of the page?
Yeah.
Around line 51.
Unless I'm confused.
The minister who must table this in Parliament, that's what it says on the fifth page, on page 18.
Which refers to directives?
Under that, in those directives, he talks, unless I'm
confused.
Chief Executive Officer of the State to a question of directors.
Yes, no, it's 13.3, where it talks about Chief, the Chief Executive Officer check. So to me, it's like the Chief Executive Officer will be on behalf of the RTLC, will be representing RTLC, both in shareholding and in the board. So it means we don't need anybody from department,
I guess. Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, no,
I think I'm confused, maybe.
No, you don't need anybody from department. It's important to remind us of this. Okay. The shareholders committee, which in this case is like the minister, but it's the minister MP, then issue directives, and the CEO is obliged to. So that's what we remind them of. Okay. But I think what we want, in addition to that, and that's correct, because we don't want the floating duty, and we want the ability of the shareholders committee to inspire a different company. But what we want also is less a directive type issue, but also guidance and information sharing. So where the board meets. Remember, the board is people that come from the AA maybe, or come from it's a board of citizens, actually, in one form or another. The danger is that they're completely out of touch with the departments and so on. So apart from directives to the CEO, in this case, you would also want guidance.
Yeah.
Someone that's taken consulting paper, we've got a directive, but we don't quite understand why is this directive, where does it come from? So why does he have got this medical stuff? So someone from the department can say, well, this is the background, this is the trunk, this is the problem. But it's trying to ensure that dynamic in it. And not just an order, it's an argument. It's not just a... Okay, but let's not get stuck on that one. Yeah, let's go back to where we were.
If you look at section 81 of the first part of it, it says the shareholders committee may subject to Section 2, establishing a board for the corporation consisting of the chief executive officer and a maximum of 8 persons appointed by the committee.
Yes.
Now, in essence, it means the CEO is also a member of the board,
yes.
By virtual member of the board.
Yes. Now,
Now, what we need to check is whether the departmental representation.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's not there, we need to slow the CEO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we're going.
That's
where we're going. That's exactly where we're going. Okay? So we're going to do two things here. Which is one, we're going to insert that wording here that we use elsewhere. It's the minister's website, blah, blah, blah.
Now, but we need to amend section 1, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
From this revised version,
yeah.
We must make an amendment to say, like, at the beginning, to say, but section 8 of the subsection and proper section one, to mass substitute that subsection to incorporate this representative of the department. But also, I think this, because it's not clear the way it's set up here, you see everything is fixed in here, the members, the CEO, and this representative. Why don't you make it the same way as we did in the other provisions? Like here, to make it more clear in the next page, on the page 22 of the revised, the board consists of, and then we see. But it's going to the same thing that I said there under section 8, but that's the way to say, to pick up. Just to break that subsection down. That subsection and break it down. And include this representative from the department. So I suggest that we substitute subsection 1 of the department and insert what you want to insert.
And then we're going to say...
Substitution for subsection 2 of the volume subsection.
Substitution
for subsection 1.
For subsection 1 of the following
subsection.
Subsection.
And then we'll repeat what is in here. The shareholder is coming to name subsection 2, exactly what is here in the principal action. But the subsection to establish the board of the corporation consisting of debt, and then we use A, B, C.
Appointed
by the minister, surely.
And the B will be if the minister specifies that wedding. If the minister specifies an offer in the department for that purpose, for the purpose of this subsection.
Yes.
Of this subsection, the person for the time being. Holding that offer. Okay. And then we have to introduce something about non-voters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of which then you
have to help us to do that?
Let's do this thing
with
the process.
Right.
I could see.
And the maximum of 8 other members, other persons or 8 other members. So it's a C and a maximum
of 8
other persons.
In subsection 1A and 2.
Thank you very much. Okay. And then finally, the National Railway Safety Regulation, which should be fairly straightforward, again, the first is compensated. If you're on page 22, you need to insert a reference to the CO under Roman 2, so the first is compensated here.
It's a line, which is basically the line 29 in the verbal, in the original verbal.
Yes. It should have a bar there.
But everything is being inserted except for the opening words. They have this paragraph, but there's no opening
words.
I got it.
Well spotted. Fantastic.
It'll be a walk-up.
Which paragraph do you look at? The paragraph is the bottom of page 22.
Yes.
So then there's...
Can I be a new C? Because I'm getting an A now, and letting a B, that is for different paragraphs, the allowance will not have a new string.
And the existing C goes to D.
To D automatically.
Right. And this is the non-voting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we include that there.
And then the exclusive would be saved in the rate by the infection.
Yeah.
In subsection 5. Okay. That the same rating as the one we had on under paragraph B. But the insertion of subsection 5 after paragraph. After paragraph B. After paragraph C.
The members' conference, and then that word, the members' conference related.
Subsection 5 D, Roman 1 and 2.
D, Roman 1 and 2. Do not have voting.
Soon the others will come.
Yes, and three.
Because they're the department.
And
three. They're the general board.
Yeah. And two. Thank you. That's three. Okay. Run three. Okay. We think we've now done. Now, to make it between today and when we table it in the house, it's just that we're going to depend quite a lot on yourself, as we already have. The defender department and the federal one, just so that we get the numbering right, because we haven't done. So can we now move to 15 minutes later than the 15 minutes? Then we can go through it. I think that's the order.
There's a 5 8 symmetry. About the Department of Transport, the Department of Labor, and the Department of Safety and Security. There that's in other words, this takes the Director General's role of functioning out of that thing, because otherwise, you know, sometimes you're not going to get a Director General, it could be her nominee or his nominee.
Now, that's provided for down below, if they can then designate someone to represent them. But if you know, really, do we leave it to a DG or Chairman of
the Church? To decide, you mean? You know, the only one, I think, we are mandated to answer for is the Ministry of Transport, because there's a clear mandate that's come to the stakeholders from the Egyptian community. But we can't talk on behalf of the others. That's the only thing, you know, to do that should be the direction of the Minister that she's decided. That's why I believe it, you know, in a sense, we know we need to have those people there, but whoever it is, it should be a departmental decision, whether it's the Minister's authority or whether the DG is there. Just take the DG out of it. The Department of Labor and Security. I don't know, I could be diluting it.
Chair, I think we need to specify the Director General of the Department of Safety and Security in that area. Because if we just say Department of Transport, especially for both of the people or safety issues, I think a person at a senior level in the past should be doing this work because people can only look at the...
Now, why did we say the minister? The minister of the
But now...
I think, as a person of
the That should be for two, right?
No, not that the minister should stick, but that the minister should designate what point relevant people from within their department. So it has the same character as we are doing for the public
office. Yeah, I think we've made the discussion on one agency in relation to the Department of Finance. We know that intimately it will be through the Director General, who is the business component. But at least there is a room that the minister will know when that is the creation of the department. But in this case now, the Minister of Safety and Security may not even know who to find in particular board. And even when there is a status of the safety, there is nothing that says the Minister must be born. The Director General can just be there to reach them, and that's where the problem comes.
Let me generate a sort of they will just say the work consists of, if I go through Roman Trigger 3, the work consists of the person delegated by the Minister of State and Security and the Labour.
Yeah.
And then they will appoint him to the Labour. They will appoint him to the Labour. Mm-hmm. And then he is the one who falls on
Thank Lord Ryan.
Yes.
The comment on it.
Thank you, Chair. I think the last submission that has been said that we should change the Director General into the Minister is the correct one. Because we also need to note that even with the safety and security, we do not have the DG, but there is the Minister and the National Commission.
I can change that.
Okay, are we happy with that?
Yeah,
that we're required that the Roman screen will be a...
Chair, before you reach. In the principle, it raises in which satisfaction is it? page 80.
What is the status quo at the moment? That board has got a representative there. How does it come to the stage? Is that a shutdown? I can not tell.
It's part of the board appointed by the minister.
So I mean, that's what you're looking at. So that's really what we were trying. That's what is in fact about the minister. So what we're saying is, so Roman 3 will be a person delegated by the Minister of Labour and a person delegated by the Minister of State and the Okay. And then D falls away. And that's what is currently C down at the bottom there. So if it becomes D falls away. So it's no longer valid. Yeah. But our new C stands, okay? With that, the non-voting insertion stage. Okay. So thanks for that. It wasn't a fact. It was a fact, but it was a useful fact. So thanks for that. Okay. So can we now move to the motion of desirability, that in the opinion of the committee, legislation is desirable to amend the Cross Border Road Transport Act of 1998. But we're not just amending the cross-border road traffic act, we're amending our material. Okay. That is the opinion of the committee. Legislation is desirable to amend a number of legislation, and we'll get that right. So to provide a need for the appointment of members of the board and chief executive officers by the minister, and to provide for the conclusion of performance between the minister and the entity. Provide for matters connected therewith that the rule will refer to the committee to take into effect. Okay? So with those amendments, we'll do that. Okay? Fine. Then if you can just quickly run through, this is all of one line, and we're on the same page. Page 2 of the version that we've got stands, as it is. Yes, okay, thank you very much. Same with 3. Then on page 4, we have inserted the member contemplated in subsection 2BA, the members contemplated in subsection 2A and TB do not have voting rights. So we've added that. With that amendment, this version, page 4, we're accepting here. On page 5, under 2B, instead of transporting all the labour requests, including the labour requests, let's add step 2, because there are 2 sections. So transporting the labour, including the labour and consumer, step 2. We're knocking out the small Roman 1, we have experience with knocking that out. We're introducing a new small Roman 1, which is have legal knowledge and corporate governance, including financial management experience. Or, and then become small Roman 2, are knowledgeable about the cross-border road transport industry, including labor and consumer matters. And then talk about financial management and economic analysis.
So that's all you might need to do.
What?
That's all. So the end of the year one, the new one.
You want
to change? Yes, those are the
corporate governance. No, you
take that forward. I'm the regional about and the fund law. Because you said it's kind of missing. Okay.
Okay, so we just have the second copy. Okay, and knock out four. The four is coming. Okay.
There was those amendments to the B version that we're dealing with on page 5, I believe, including sector becomes sector, we knock out small Roman 1, we introduce a new Roman 1, which is bread, and we knock out 4, and we add an including labor, so it's in that that we knock out 1, and so those changes, we're expected, okay? Page 6, that I like it thing remains. So we like that position.
Is
the
like or
no, right? The second new element there, we've changed slightly. So we've added all alternative to the member of the board, comma, inform Parliament and cause a notice to be published in the government again. With those changes, we accept basically. Page 7, is as a precept account. Page 8, agrees. Page 9, agrees. Page 10, agrees. Page 11 is a bit messy. After subsection 1, the insertion of the following section, 1A, the members contemplated in subsection 1, 4B, B, A, and C, do not have voting rights. Plotted that in the middle there. And then we do inform Parliament in the government in there. And emphasis has changed causes the call. And for before that, the prophecy by the substitution of subsection 1B of the following subsection 5 element. Okay, we said? And we agree. Thank you. 12 is the same. Yeah. 13 is the same. 14, we're adding, and we haven't quite got the numbering, but as I said, was a little harder. So members compensated in two small b, small c, and small d. We're also dealing with the Department of Finance. We do not have voting rights. With that addition, we agree. Okay. Page 15, we're doing the same thing as we've done elsewhere. We've informed Parliament and coordinated the publishing of government gazette. With that change, we agree. Page 16 is the same. Page 17 is the same. Page 18, which on in the middle of the page there, C, the chief executive officer by virtue of holding that office, we've added. And then we've added after that the members compensated in two small d and c. We're not going to vote on it. With those changes, we agree to that page. Then we're not going to vote on those who know about the job of sorting out the spaghetti that we've made. The shift out again. But then in the middle of page 19, it's just the usual thing there again. Inform Parliament, coordinate the publishing of government gazette. With that change, we're agreeing. Page 20, unchanged. Page 21. It's a little bit, this one isn't such a messy page, but it's a right at the top, we say, we have an A, which says substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. And then the shareholders committee consists of A, the chief executive officer, B, if the minister, an office in the department for that purpose of the subsection, the person for the time of holding that office, etc. Okay, that's wording. And then, and a maximum of 8 other persons appointed by a committee in the shareholder. And then there's by insertion of the subsection 1 of the following subsection 1A, the members compensated in subsection 1A and C do not have voting rights. Again, we're a little bit unclear about how to all fit that in, but that's what we wanted. We're clear about that. Okay, thank you. Then on page 22,
under D, Roman 3, towards the bottom of the page, instead of the Director General of the Department of Labor and Second Screenshot, we have a Roman 3, which we a person delegated by the Minister of Labor and a person delegated by the Minister of Safety and Security. The changes like that. And then D, the insertion of subsection 5, after paragraph D, of the following paragraph. The members, sorry, I can't get all the numbers right, but the members contemplated in 5D, Roman 1, Roman 2, and Roman 3 in this case do not have voting. I don't know if that's clear. Okay. Good, thank you very much. Okay. And there's a deletion. And the deletion is a director. Thank you for that. What was originally D and then we came into D and then we deleted it. The Director General contemplated paragraph D, 3, identity, etc., etc. Those three lines just to leave because they became red. Okay. And then the middle of page 23 is just the usual change, inform Parliament, coordinate with the Congress and the government again. And then we need to reinsert from the bill, down there at the bottom, second last line, we need to reinsert just that one line that is an original bill. We need to bring it back in. We've got 25 percent. And 24 is the same. Okay. Hopefully that's done. So, if we agree, then the top final step took only 15 minutes later. I mean, a few 15 minutes. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on the Transport Agency's General Laws and Amendment Bill, D27-07, National Assembly, Section 75, dated 29 August 2010. The Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the subject of the Transport Agency's General Laws and Amendment Bill, D27-07, does it have the same numbering book? Because we're dealing with a different version, but we keep it the same. Yeah. National Assembly Section 75 refers to being classified by the joint taking mechanism as the Section 75 bill reports the bill with amendments, okay? D27A, 2006. The report to the okay? So can I have a mover?
I'll just shake it.
So, and then the debate in the House, second reading debate, will be reminder 6th, I think it's 6th of September. Hopefully we'll have a nice clean copy. Lots of nice words for the federal environment and the department. And please, if we can also have that ready by the beginning of that week so that parties can place it to their caucuses and stuff, because that is important as well. Because we can't go into second. I mean, there's no parties of future we're aware of yet, but just so that we have a possibility to read our caucuses and stuff.
Yeah,
sir.
Because we have definitely dealt with one small section of all these things. And it is similar and it's almost generic. I just wanted to say that we didn't have the because one person said in the institutions of Armenia, you will have covered this corporate government issue. And that's why I just wanted to say whether there is any issue of the debate, whether it should be what we because of the settlement are.
Let me technically recommend that we have a talk. I'll tell you why. Let's not go for a very long debate. And so I'm talking about which is a committee session. I'm not sure what we're talking about, but I think because what we'll talk about is not the pretty things we've been doing now, but what the political strategic objective of this amendment, which we support, and I think there's nice support also from the opposition, from the leading opposition party as well. That we're trying to see in this area in
think we should say that. I think we should also, for aim, generally say what you want to say, but to support further consideration, for instance, of the RTMT issue, we might want to say that we stumbled into that in the course of the ECB. We accepted that that was quite a complicated thing, and we didn't want to prolong the cleaning up. But, so we used the opportunity to also talk about some of that. And, you know, certainly from the NT perspective, I think we want to talk about development of place and one that where there's much more sense of coordination, and we're not abandoned. You know, things aren't getting siloed too much with a lack of strategic direction. And the DA will say this is a lack of strategic direction. And hopefully this will contribute to improvement. And we'll say it isn't, but there are new challenges. But I think it's an opportunity to talk about those issues rather than the legislation or some narrative. The parties may want to, you know, on further consideration, may want to oppose it or whatever, and that's obviously their right. And we ourselves don't have a mandate from our party either. I'm sure there won't be a problem. Okay, but your point is taken, which is let's not, we don't need a really long debate. So I'm not sure what the shortest debates are. So we're given 75 and we're saying we don't necessarily want it. And I think there's an agreement that by the members who are present here. But we're happy with maybe, you know, 40 or something like that. Yes, exactly. That is important too. Okay, anything else that any members want to raise? So I think you've formed through Oyokazi and others as to how the planned trip to design is shaping up. Okay. But as I say, in principle, it's 2.5 days and then another 3 days. Okay. Thanks very much. Thank you. And thanks very much for saying.